This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome, I'm Natalie Pinsham, and this is the December 12, 2014 podcast. It includes articles on the following topics: cranial nerve palsy and surgical technique. Detection of third and sixth cranial nerve palsies with a novel method for eye tracking while watching a short film clip. A clinical article by Uzma Samadani and co-authors. This work describes how a new eye tracking algorithm performed while someone watches television can detect weaknesses in the nerves that move the eyes. These cranial nerves are strategically located at the base of the skull near vital structures, so any swelling of the brain, or mass effect, adjacent to them may indicate neurological distress. This paper includes several examples of patients with brain lesions resulting in mass effect on these nerves that thus affects eye movements. In particular, patients whose third cranial nerve is affected have decreased vertical eye movement, and patients whose sixth cranial nerve is affected have decreased lateral eye movement. This work is clinically important for the detection of mass effect, which can occur with both brain injury that is visible on neuroimaging and injury that is not as visible, such as concussion. The eye-tracking algorithm described in this study is completely different from previous algorithms that rely on spatial calibration, which compensates for subtle deficits in eye movements in the calibration step, so that they are not detected on subsequent eye movement testing. Because this newly described algorithm does not use spatial calibration, subtle deficits can be measured and nerve weaknesses can be detected. Complications of contralateral C7 transfer through the modified prespinal route for repairing brachial plexus root avulsion injury, a retrospective study of 425 patients. A clinical article by Wenjun Li and co-authors. In this retrospective report, the authors review complications related to the modified prespinal route in contralateral C7 nerve transfer for the repair of brachial plexus nerve root avulsion injury and suggest a strategy for prevention. The study population comprised 425 patients. A total of 401 patients had traumatic brachial plexus injury and 24 patients had birth palsy. The entire contralateral C7 nerve root was sectioned. The overall incidence of complications was 5.4%, including 2 cases of vertebral artery injury, 5 cases of temporary recurrent laryngeal nerve palsy, 4 cases of pain and numbness on the donor's side upper extremity during swallowing, 1 case of dyspnea caused by thrombosis of the brainstem, 4 cases of extensor strength deficiency, 3 cases of unbearable pain on the donor side upper extremity, 2 cases of Horner syndrome in patients with birth palsy, 1 case in which a C6 nerve root was mistakenly cut, and 1 case of major atrophy of the sternocostal part of the pectoralis muscle. The most serious complications associated with this procedure were a vertebral artery laceration and injury to the posterior division of the lower trunk. The prevention of such complications is necessary to popularize this technique and attain good long-term clinical results. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today.